Stranded, Chapter 15. Carter woke up scratching. Somewhere in the night, the rain had stopped and the bugs had moved in to take its place. Even as he sat up, he was waving away a cloud of them. When he looked at his arms and legs, they were lit up with dozens of small red welts, maybe hundreds, and every single one of them was itchy. It was the first night any of them had slept outside, Carter realized. Just one more reason why he couldn't wait to get back to the Lucky Star. And that's where there was some good news. In the early morning light, he could see that the water had finally gone down. Their sandbar had grown overnight and had even reattached itself to the larger curve of the island. They were free to go. "Jane, wake up," he said. He was already on his feet, still scratching as he put all the bottles and jars back into her pack. "What happened? You look like you have the measles," she said. Her own arms and legs were nothing compared to his. "I guess I taste better to mosquitoes," he said, shouldering the pack. "At least someone got to eat last night." It had been over 36 hours since they'd had anything besides rainwater, he realized. The inside of his belly felt like it was grinding against itself. His steps weren't as sure-footed anymore, and his head swam a little as they set out. The hike back to the boat was going to be rough, but he tried not to think about it. If Jane could do this without complaining, then so could he. Slowly and steadily, they came around the curve of the lagoon toward the falls. Neither of them had the energy to run, but they did pick up their pace as they came within striking distance. The falls themselves spilled out of the cave opening about 10 feet off the ground. The water flowed over a jumble of rocks and into a small pool which fed into the lagoon. With one last burst of adrenaline, Carter and Jane splashed right through the little pool to stand at the base of the falls. The water was ice cold, but Carter let it spill right over him. It felt amazing on his burning skin, and then even more amazing to finally drink his fill. It wasn't exactly the chocolate chip pancake breakfast with bacon and sausage, scrambled eggs, and everything else he'd been dreaming about all night. But, for right now, it would have to do. As soon as Jane had enough to drink, her thoughts turned to the cave where this water was coming from. In fact, she'd been thinking about it all night, and she'd begun to wonder if maybe, just maybe. "Carter, what do you think is up there?" "What do you mean?" he said, wiping his mouth. "Well, if we could drill a hole straight through this cliff, how close to our beach do you think we'd come out?" Carter shrugged. He never had any patience for the little mind puzzles she liked so much. "What are you talking about?" he said. She pointed up at the cave again. "Where do you think that goes?" Now Carter seemed to get her drift. "I don't know. Maybe nowhere," he said. "Where do you think it goes?" "I'm not sure," Jane said, "but maybe somewhere." It was worth checking anyway. They'd spent the whole previous day getting this far around the island. If they could find a way through it, it would be the world's best shortcut. She let Carter climb first, as they headed up the rocks along the side of the falls. It was harder to concentrate on an empty stomach, so she took her time and followed Carter's steps from one foothold to the next. As she scrambled up over the lip of the cave, cool air rushed out to greet her. It felt air-conditioned inside, and her wet skin prickled with goosebumps. Jane took a few steps farther in. It was hard to see very far before the darkness took over. The ground sloped up from here, and a fast-moving stream ran down the middle of the rock floor on its way to the falls. "Jane, I don't know about this," Carter sounded wary. "No, this is perfect. We can follow the water," Jane said. "Then if we think we're lost, we can just follow it right back here again." "I wish we had the flashlight," Carter said. The ground underfoot was uneven and hard to see, even near the mouth of the cave. But that's when Jane remembered her waterproof camera. "Maybe we do," she said. She turned Carter around and unzipped the front pocket of the pack. Then she took out the camera and switched it on. The battery charge was down to about half by now. Hopefully that would be enough. She flipped it over to play mode and pressed the start button. "Hi everyone, this is Jane B again. Today is July 1st and we're out here looking for water." As her most recent journal entry played, the view screen lit up with a small glow. In the dark of the cave, it was just enough to show Jane the ground in front of her, if she held it low enough. "Nice," Carter said. She felt a high five whiff past her ear. "You want me to go first?" "I'll do it," Jane told him. The idea of leading the way into this pitch-dark hole was scary, but she kind of liked it, too. She'd never led Carter anywhere. "Come on," she said. "Stay close."